Okay. Dear friends of love for volleyball, amor por el voleibol, I'm pleased and honored to talking today with a volleyball player from Canada. She's part of the national team of Canada. A few weeks ago, she won the bronze medal in Norseca championship, and also she won the prize of the best setter of this tournament. And I mean Bree King, who is kindly speaking with me today. How are you, Bree?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm doing awesome. I'm in China right now. We have one more day of preparation before our Olympic qualifier. So I'm feeling excited and happy to be here.
Fantastic. And first of all, Brie, please tell me why and when did you start playing volleyball? Because as I know, in Canada, volleyball is not, maybe I'm wrong, it's not the most popular sport. You have ice hockey, you have many more sports that are very popular in Canada. Why did you start, or why did you choose volleyball as your sport?
Yeah, volleyball is not the most popular sport, but I personally started to play because my family was playing. I have four older siblings, so I have a big family, and my whole family played volleyball. Okay. My mom played volleyball in college, and my two older sisters played in my whole life, and they are 10 years older than me. So I got to watch them play as I was a little girl and really loved to first to watch volleyball. And then I started to try myself when I was little. And so because of my family, I was inspired to try to play myself.
Fantastic. And how was it for you when you start playing volleyball? Did you like it? Immediately, was it hard for you to learn to play volleyball, because volleyball is very technical, it's a very technically sport. How was it for you at your beginning?
In the beginning, I really loved the team aspect of the sport, and getting to be with friends and learning to play together was really fun. I was lucky that I had lots of coaches around me in my community who were very good coaches and knew a lot about volleyball. So I felt like when I was little, I learned the right technique from the start, and this made it really fun. I really enjoyed to learn. And I think even when I was young, it felt kind of easy to me to learn. It felt like it came naturally. And I think that's because I touched the ball so many times when I was really little, 5 years old, 6 years old, all my life in the gym. So yeah, I really enjoyed it right from the start. And I knew it was my favorite sport. Even though I was playing other things, it was my favorite always.
Do you have some, for example, do you have some older players or some idols as a young volleyball player? What I'm telling you, because when I was young, a young player, I watched the Brazilian players, the Russian, the Argentinian players, and we wanted to play like them. I wanted to, for example, jump like Savin. I wanted to defend like Kiraly. Do you have some volleyball player, female or maybe male, that inspire you, or maybe not? Sometimes the players make their own path in volleyball.
Yeah, I definitely, my older sister, she played Team Canada and she played professionally, and she was 10 years older than me. So I got to watch her do this. And that really was my only idea of professional volleyball. I didn't really know the world of volleyball so much. I'm from a smaller town, so I didn't watch volleyball. Even in the USA, I didn't watch so much. I didn't know there was professional leagues that were so big and popular. I don't even remember watching volleyball in the Olympics that much. I didn't know really anything. As I got older and in college, and I started to think, oh, maybe I can keep playing, then I really started to pay attention, and lots of players were like role models for me. I remember my first summer with the national team, like maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I remember spending a lot of time studying. Alicia Glass was the setter that I was like the most amazing to me in that moment. And she, I think, gave me a model for what kind of setter I wanted to be like. So she probably is the person that I would say helped me develop kind of my style the best.
Perfectly, I understand. And the decision to play as a setter was something that some coaches told you, or it was a free decision of you to play as a setter?
Again, my sister was a setter. Okay. And so I think just naturally they were like, let's try. And right away I felt like it came easy to me and I understood. I had a good volleyball mind because I was watching so much as a kid. So I think it was just kind of a natural thing.
Fantastic. It's so important have the what you're saying about to have a good volleyball mind. It's very important to, and absolutely I understand why you're a setter, because setter is the engine of the team. And please tell me, Bree, how was your evolution as a volleyball player? You played as a child, maybe in college, in at school, then you played in college in Canada or in the United States. How was your evolution and your story as a young player?
Yeah, I grew up playing in high school and club volleyball when I'm in grade school. Okay. And then I played in Canada, in my hometown school in Canada, that also happened to be one of the best volleyball programs in Canada at the time and still. And that was I grew up in Langley, British Columbia, and the college was also in Langley. So I played for 4 years in university there. And then from there, I started my first summer with Team Canada. Mm-hmm. And then I'm about to start my fifth season professional. So that was sort of my timeline.
Fantastic. And how was it for you to start being part of the national team, to watch that volleyball is so worldwide played, that there's so many teams around the world? How was it for you? And as a person from, as you told me, from a small town, and to watch that volleyball is so big today?
Yeah, it was really crazy for me. I, like I said, I grew up in the same city that I played in university, and my idea of volleyball was very small in my mind. And even when my first summer playing for Team Canada, I had the mentality like, I know a lot about volleyball. And then for the first tournament, I remember going to Pan Am Cup in Peru. It was my first tournament ever with Team Canada. And I remember seeing all the other teams there. And this was just a smaller tournament. And I remember thinking, wow, all of these players are my age. And all of them are so much better than me. And they all know way more about volleyball than me. And this was my first experience of thinking, wow, if I work hard and commit myself, there's so much room to grow and to learn. And my idea of volleyball just kind of exploded. And this is when I started to pay attention to different professional leagues and the best national teams and the Olympics. And wow, there's a level of volleyball that's happening that is just so far beyond what I really imagined was possible. So I think playing for the national team really opened my mind to this and gave me the desire and the passion to learn and to get better, because in Canada it's kind of small and you can't see the world of volleyball so well.
Absolutely. And you're a part of a fantastic volleyball generation, especially woman volleyball generation of Canada, because as far that I know, or maybe the world know, the male teams from Canada were more often participating in world championships and Olympics. But women volleyball of Canada, correct me if I'm wrong, were not so part of this international circuits. So you're part of a fantastic generation. How is it for you to be again part of this process and be able to realize and watch that you are playing against the best teams in the world, that you're winning, that you're gaining a lot of medals? How is it for you being part of this process?
Yeah, I think you are exactly right. It's a very special moment for volleyball in Canada. It's been a long time since our national team has been to an Olympic Games, for example, and it feels very possible with the group that we have right now. And I personally just feel really honored, and like it feels really special to get to play with the girls that I'm playing with right now. And I think everybody can see that this is a special moment for our program because we have a lot of world-class players in our team right now, and that doesn't happen every generation for Team Canada. So I think we all feel that and feel the excitement and the possibility, like anything can happen. And we have shown that we can compete and, like you said, beat some of the best teams in the world. Yes. And when you win, you start to believe that you can win more. And it's one thing to have potential, and it's another thing to actually execute and win games. And we've been doing that. So it feels like for a while, it felt like, wow, we could be really good if we work hard. And now it feels like we are really good and we can, anything is possible. And let's see what we can do. I feel really lucky to get to play with the girls that we have on our team right now. It's just like such a talented group and really exciting to be in the gym with them every single day.
It's amazing to watch you play and your team. And tell me, until now, do you think Norseca was your biggest tournament with the Team Canada, or maybe the VNL, or do you have some other tournament in mind that you remember as preferred, or maybe you're writing your history? Hopefully you qualify for Olympics. What is your feeling about this?
I think we have been on a really great journey. I remember 2 years ago sitting in a team meeting with our sports psychologist for our team, and we sort of outlined what needs to happen for us to qualify and what's going to be the path. And we knew that we needed to do well at World Championships. We knew that we needed to do well at VNL, and doing well for us means winning lots of games and especially winning some games against teams that are ranked really high in the world. And it's not, we knew that we had to do things that weren't expected in order to qualify. And when I look back on our last two summers now, I'm so proud of what we've accomplished. And there's a few big moments. And I think for sure World Championships last summer kind of set the trajectory for what's happening right now in our team. Just we beat some monster teams, and we also took care of business in all the games that kind of were 50-50, you could say. And you could feel a shift in the team, like, we know what we can do, and so let's go do it, instead of this we hope for a miracle that we happen to get a lucky day. Absolutely. That's not our mindset anymore, and I think we really felt that shift this summer, that when we approached VNL, we wanted to make the finals, and when we've been in Norseca, we wanted to medal. And even in this tournament right now, 100% our goal is to finish top two. And we know that we are completely capable. We don't need a miracle. We just need to show up and play like we can, and anything can happen. So I think it's been a real building process the last couple of years.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mental power, and also, what do you think the secret, or maybe not a secret, or the tactics, or the way of your game that makes Team Canada so good today and make you win against big teams? Because we watch, for example, the Japanese players, they have an incredible defense. The team from Thailand, also the Brazilian with the I don't know, the fantastic block skills. I don't know. What do you think is your strength, or your secret weapon, or maybe your or the mix of all of this? What do you think about this?
Yeah, I think what makes our team special, a couple things. One is we are incredibly gritty, I think, like resilient. We are such a tight group, and we know that that's a big asset for us as a team. It's been the same group of girls, relatively speaking, for many summers now. And so there's a real trust there. And the second thing is, I think we have incredible attackers on our team. We have so many people who can score, yes, especially in high ball situations, out of system situations. Okay. I think we are one of the best teams in the world at making points, mm-hmm, in difficult situations. And this is why we can win games, because we don't have to be perfectly in system all the time the way Brazil or Japan is with their ball control, but we have so many people who can score in difficult situations that we can turn points really easily. So I think those are the two things that make us set apart, I guess, from other teams, and really have been the reasons why we are winning against big teams.
Absolutely. And Rin, tell me, please, how was your experience? Now I will change you to the professional part of volleyball. You played in Brazil, for example. How was this experience for you to be able to play in one of the biggest and best leagues of the world, in Brazil, with this incredible history in volleyball, male and female? How was it for you to be able to play over there and be part of one of the best teams in Brazil?
It was amazing. I really loved it, and so much that I'm going back. And there's so much I could say. There's something about playing volleyball in Brazil that's just special, because the country loves volleyball and they know the game and they love the game. And that's something I personally haven't experienced on a regular basis. So that was really fun, and the energy was amazing. The fans are incredible. And then specifically my club, I just feel so lucky to be there and to be a player in that gym that the coaches wanted to help. Like I knew that they believed in me and my teammates believed in me, and there's a real atmosphere of hard work and commitment, and this attitude of, let's see how good we can get when we work as hard as possible. And that's so special, and not something you find in every club all over the world. I've played in Europe for years, and it was a really different feel in Brazil, and something I personally really enjoyed, because I love learning so much and growing my game. So it was an amazing experience.
So, yes, Brazil is amazing to play volleyball. I have the opportunity when I was young to play sometimes in Brazil, and especially also the weather is fantastic to play volleyball in Brazil. It helps a lot. Chile, where I live, is sometimes very cold. Not so cold as Canada, but sometimes more colder than Brazil. Brazil is a country to play volleyball. It's amazing. And how was it for you coming from Canada, a very north and far country from South America, to be able to play in Brazil? As you told me, where the crowds, the torcida is a crazy thing. And also the level of the volleyball, especially the female, it's so high. How was it for you to be able to play against the best players of the world?
Yeah, it was really great. I think it's the only way to get better as a player is to play against players that are better than you. And I really felt challenged in Brazil, and like the expectation was very high, which as a young player, I had to learn quickly how to be consistent, especially. I think in Brazil, everybody's ball control is just so good that I felt like I needed to be great all the time. There was no time to have a off game or not take something too seriously. The level, all the teams were good, and there was no easy days, no easy games. And as a setter, I think especially, it demanded a lot of my mind, and I had to figure out how to lead a team that spoke a different language, which was also a challenge, but in a league where it was hard all the time, and how can we be great every day, day after day after day after day, and of course not perfect, but our best, as whatever our best was, how can we give that every day? And I think it challenged me and helped me to grow up as a player a lot.
Fantastic. And did you learn Portuguese or did you communicate with your teammates in English?
No, I did learn. I took
Okay.
lessons for the first couple months and learned enough to communicate about volleyball. My communication about the rest of life is not so good, but I learned enough.
Okay. And tell me about your experience in Europe. How was it for you and how do you come to play outside Canada? Was it via some manager and some coaches watched you play? How was this story to be able to play outside Canada?
Yes, I had after my first year of Team Canada, I was planning to go and finish my last year playing in college
Okay.
in Canada, and I had an opportunity. A random agent I didn't know contacted me saying that a team in Germany needed a setter. So I sort of last minute made the decision to go and played in Dresden in Germany my first year. And it was a great experience. It was so, so different than what I had experienced my whole life in Canada. It's in Canada, the stereotypes of everybody being really kind and gentle is very true. And that's what I experienced even in volleyball. It was very warm and understanding and not very hard. And when you go to Europe, it's completely different. And there's an expectation to perform all the time. And really, you are an employee of a company. So this is how it felt. And it was kind of shocking at first. But then you figure out and you are forced to learn how to handle yourself and how to be professional, but also to make sure that you are respected as a player and a person. So it was so much learning and really fun to get to see volleyball in a different way. Like, okay, and in Germany, this is how they play volleyball and this is the level and what's expected. And then as the years have gone on, I think my idea of volleyball just keeps getting bigger and bigger, which is it's a great way to learn and to grow up is to be thrown into different situations each season.
Super. But Brazil has something magical to play volleyball there. I know this. It's fantastic to play. It's amazing.
For sure.
I don't know. They're crazy about volleyball. They're crazy about sport and the people maybe are warmer. I don't know. I thought that what you tell me about Canada, it's in the movies that you're so well, good people. But if you tell me it's true, I believe you 100%. And tell me, please, Brie. And now you're in China. You are very close to begin the Olympic qualifications. But before this, before VNL, before the World Championship, as a little girl in Canada, do you someday have dreamt about this, or maybe you were a little girl playing with your sister, with your siblings, with your parents, and maybe don't have this life of being a professional volleyball player, or sometimes you dreamt about this, or maybe not.
I think as a little girl, I remember watching the Olympic Games for sure and thinking this is the best and I would love to be a part of that one day. It didn't necessarily seem possible in my mind, and I had no idea of how that would happen when I was little. But I think as I was finishing college and my first summer with Team Canada, I remember when I would wear the Team Canada jersey with our flag on the chest and thinking, can you imagine if we could build a team that would be at the quality that is necessary to go to an Olympic Games? Wouldn't that be, how special would that be to be a part of? And I think we realized really quickly that we had a lot of young players who had the attitude to work hard and see how good we can get. And right in that moment, I remember feeling like we could do this if we really give our best every day. And I can say that that's totally happened. And now it feels like it's right at our fingertips almost. So for sure, this has been a dream since I was little, but mostly more a real dream since I've been a part of the Canadian program, like you said, with this very special group of girls that is on our team right now.
Así que and not thinking about the qualification, not thinking about the Olympics next year, do you have some plans for your career? For example, I interviewed many players who in the last years of active players wanted to be or to study to be trainers, for example. Others told me, no, they wanted to study another thing and be far away from volleyball. Do you think sometimes about this, or maybe you are so focused right now in your volleyball career that this possible future is not in your mind right now?
No, I definitely think about it, and I've always been a very balanced person, I would say. I love volleyball, but I also really love life without volleyball too. And there's lots of things in my life that I love and want to do when volleyball's over. I have a long list. Like, there's so many different things that sound exciting and enjoyable to me. Right now, my focus is I love playing volleyball. I feel like I was born to play volleyball, and I'm going to do that to the best of my abilities until I'm not enjoying it anymore. And when I'm done, then I think it will be very easy for me to find something else that I really love, because right now, even in life, there's lots of things I wish I could do more of that I can't because I'm committed to volleyball. So the thought of being home and working and whatever it is, coaching or working lots of different jobs, all sounds really fun to me. So right now I'm all in with volleyball, and when volleyball's over, I'm so excited to be all in on something else.
Fantastic to hear you. Sometimes some players, or maybe a lot of players, forget that volleyball is a sport, and sport, yes, must be happy, must be life, enjoyable, and not a sacrifice. And sometimes we have known that in some countries volleyball is almost an obligation. So it's sadly to hear, but to hear you, it's so fantastic to know what's your opinion, what your thoughts about volleyball, and I think it's so fantastic to know this. And I wanted to ask you now, Bree, please, what was your feeling in Orsega when you won the bronze medal and you were selected and honored as the best setter? What was in your mind in this moment?
I think that tournament, we definitely had the goal of getting a medal. For sure, we would have loved to be in the final in the gold medal game, and I think that was totally possible. We had a really good battle with Dominican Republic in our semifinal. So I'm glad that we finished the tournament and on a win and got the medal. But I think there was a feeling like, oh, there's more. We have more to give. Awesome. And
exactly.
Immediately we felt ready for this tournament now. Like, let's get back to work so that we're ready, because we're going to have to play Dominican Republic again this week. That's a team we have to beat. So I think the feeling was sort of like, we're happy that we got the bronze medal, but we still want more. And specifically about the individual awards, I think, volleyball is the farthest thing from an individual sport. So I always find with those awards, like, there's no way that I can do my job as a setter well without the rest of my team doing a great job around me too. So it always feels for sure an honor to stand up there, and with some of the girls on my team as well, winning other awards. But for me, it's like the last thing I care about is those individual awards, because the goal is to qualify for the Olympics, and that award doesn't mean anything for that. So I just want to be the absolute best setter I can be to help our team qualify, because I know that that will have an impact. Awards or not, I really don't care.
Understand me absolutely. And I want to ask you about volleyball. In my time, volleyball was a very different sport as today. Very, very, very different. Do you like volleyball today? The rules, the system of playing, the system that use a libero to play, the point scores, the coach beside the playing court. What do you think about volleyball today? Even you played volleyball in this era, not in my time. What do you think about volleyball today? Would you make some changes in the rules, or maybe not? What's your opinion about volleyball in these days?
It's a great question. I don't. Again, my idea of volleyball has really only developed since this era of volleyball. I don't even remember watching a volleyball game before when rules were different. So I don't have a lot of great thoughts on this, but I think one thing I'm really happy with is that the game is evolving. And as the athletes are getting stronger and more physical and more skilled, so is the game is going with it. And I think that's a important thing to just keep everything at the highest quality possible. And how to make it the best for the players, but also entertaining for the crowd as well. And I think FIVB is doing a really good job of making the game really appealing to watch for people that don't know the game as well, because that's what we all want at the end of the day. So yeah, I love this game and where it's at right now. And nothing comes to mind right away of things that I would change.
Fantastic, fantastic. Volleyball is so beautiful. I love volleyball also. I played volleyball when I was young. And as you're telling me right now, the International Volleyball Federation with VNL and all the broadcasting of so many championships around the world is more easy to watch the game, more and more plays, more and more championships. It's fantastic. And also I interviewed some month ago the Chilean national volleyball trainer, female volleyball trainer, and he told me that he likes this time because, for example, he could watch his players connected to social media, and social media they are watching players like you, like the Brazilian, the Canadian, the Serbian. So today it's more easy to watch your stars, to watch them play, to watch them eat, or to watch them talk about volleyball or about the feeling. So I think today we are living a fantastic time, a fantastic era of communication, technology, and volleyball. So it's amazing. It's so amazing that we are talking right now. You're in China. I'm in Chile. Here's late at night. And over China, it's midday, I think. For me, it's such a big emotion to be able to speak with you, to be able to know you, to know your feelings, your thoughts about volleyball. And I wanted to ask you finally, Brie, about do you have some, because I was thinking about when I asked some other players about the teams they play against. Sometimes you have a team that you like to play against because you know how to block them, you know how to serve them, and maybe you have some rivals that are so not easy to play because the shout at you over the net. Do you have some teams that you like to play against, or maybe not? Do you have some teams that you are you know it's gonna be so tough to play against, or what is your thought about some teams or the way of playing?
Yeah, I think there's a lot. I think I like playing every team. Every game is fun for me. There's no team that I don't like playing. I think we have a rivalry with Dominican Republic, just because we have to play them so much because they're in our zone. So my whole career, I can't even count how many times I've played Dominican Republic in my career. It's so much. Every tournament we're in, it feels like. And we have a great relationship with the team, but always it's a very intense game and a huge battle. We play two very different styles of volleyball. And so it's really fun to problem solve how we can beat a team that's so physical and so dominant like them. And I think when we're about to play them, everybody is fired up and excited, and we know it's going to be a good game. We've had so many five set matches against them. And then I think another team that has become a team that we've enjoyed playing against in the last few years is Poland. We've played them in a few major tournaments. And again, it feels like every time we play them, there's something big on the line. And usually it's a really long game back and forth. We play very similar volleyball to their team. And it's always fun. It just feels like two very physical teams that are mostly playing out of system. Who can outpower the other team, basically, is what it comes down to. So the girls are super nice, and I they're at a similar moment in their program that we are. We're kind of like both growing as fast as we can and trying to beat the top teams. So those are the two teams that come to mind that I get really excited about playing.
Super. Both teams are fantastic. I have the opportunity to interview Niverka Marte, the setter from Dominican Republic, and fantastic person, fantastic player. And for me, it's also an honor. And I interviewed also the trainer from the Dominican Republic, the Brazilian Marquinhos Quick. And it's amazing for me to watch, to be able to watch this different kind of volleyball, types of volleyball schools, because in my times they were more different, the different volleyball schools. There were not so many mixed team that plays. For example, Brazil, they mixed the Japanese style with the Russian, with I don't know. Today we can watch many similarities between some teams. So obviously some teams, as your team, as the Polish team, or maybe the Brazilian team, have some things in their own way of playing, but today female volleyball is getting so strong, it's getting so much better. I don't know, 10 years ago we don't watch female volleyball players serving making jump service. It was very not often to watch them play like this, to block like they're blocking today. So it's amazing to watch female volleyball today. And as I told you before, outside camera and during this conversation, for me, it's such a joy to be able to speak with people that you're making history today. You're making volleyball history, and for me, it's such an honor, such a happiness for me to be able to do this, because I have many followers around the world. Not only in South America and in North America and in Europe and Russia, I don't know. And for me to spread volleyball, to help spread volleyball outside the social media, I don't know, it's very important. So I want to thank you again, Bree, and for your time. I know you're very busy, you're very focused, you're very concentrated. I don't want you lose this focus. I want you to wish you many success and this qualification. Hopefully you qualify for Tokyo next year, for Paris for next year. So it was amazing to know you, and I invite you to, if it's possible, that you follow my channels. For me, it would be such a big honor. So many thanks again, Bree, for your time, for telling me your experience as a volleyball player, and I wish you many luck and success in the years to come.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's been so nice chatting, and I love that you're helping spread the love for volleyball.
Fantastic. Many thanks.
Awesome. Of course.